The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the broadcast. This is Kurt Benrud for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about plays that are produced locally with an audio-described performance and movies that are available with audio description. We'll begin with a quick overview. More details about the most immediate offerings will follow up later in the show. So for starters, upcoming plays. Now, if you're looking for something in Raleigh or Cary, we've got Measure for Measure at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, January 20th at 3 p.m. And then next we have Ash in Johannesburg at Burning Coal Theater on Sunday, January 27th. If you're looking for something in Durham or Chapel Hill, on January 12th at 8 p.m., it's a Saturday, we've got Fiddler on the Roof at DPAC in Durham. And on January 26th at 8 p.m., we've got Miss Saigon at DPAC in Durham. And then on Tuesday, January 29th at 7:30 p.m. is Jump at Playmakers in Chapel Hill. And then if you're looking for something in Fayetteville or the Sand Hills, we've got Sanford's Temple Theater offering A Second Helping, the Church Basement Ladies sequel. And that performance is on Saturday, January 12th at 7:30 p.m. Now a quick look at movies. The following theaters show movies with audio description, and this is the North Hills Stadium 14 at 4150 Main at North Hills Street in Raleigh, the Briar Creek Stadium 14 at 8611 Briar Creek Parkway, also in Raleigh, the Timberline 6 at 120 Banks Drive in Chapel Hill, the Crossroads Stadium 20 at 501 Cataboo Avenue in Cary, the Beaver Creek Stadium 12 at 1441 Beaver Creek Commons Drive in Apex, and the White Oak Stadium 14 at 1205 Timber Drive East in Garner. Now, these are all Regal theaters, and Regal has a telephone system for getting up-to-date information about movies playing in their theaters, including showtimes. And it's one number that you call. It's 844-462-7342. That's 844-462-7342, and simply follow the menu prompts. Now, as far as what movies are currently available, these first several are ones that have just come out this week or coming out later this week. There's Aquaman, rated PG-13. It's available at all of these theaters, and once again, that's the Crossroads in Cary, Beaver Creek in Apex, North Hills and Briar Creek in Raleigh, White Oak in Garner, and Timberline in Chapel Hill. Bumblebee, also rated PG-13, is showing at all of those theaters. Mary Poppins Returns also shows at all three of those theaters. The first two are rated PG-13. Mary Poppins Returns is rated PG. Second Act is rated PG-13, also playing at all of these theaters. Welcome to Marwen, rated PG-13, plays at all of the theaters except the Timberline. And Vice, rated R, plays at all of the theaters except for the Timberline in Chapel Hill. Now, those are the freshly opening ones. Ones that are continuing, we've got Bohemian Rhapsody, rated PG-13, at the Crossroads in Cary and the Beaver Creek in Apex. Creed 2, rated PG-13, in Raleigh at the North Hills and the Briar Creek, also in Garner at the White Oak. Ben is Back, rated R, plays at the Crossroads in Cary. Dr. Seuss's The Grinch, rated PG-13, plays at the Crossroads in Cary, North Hills and Briar Creek in Raleigh, and White Oak in Garner. Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald, rated PG-13, plays only at Crossroads. Instant Family, rated PG-13, is at Crossroads in Cary, Beaver Creek in Apex, and North Hills in Raleigh. Mary, Queen of Scots, rated R, plays only at Crossroads. Mortal Engines, rated PG-13, plays at all of these theaters. Once Upon a Deadpool, rated PG-13, plays at Crossroads, North Hills and Briar Creek, and White Oak. Ralph Breaks the Internet, rated PG, plays in Cary at the Crossroads, in Apex at Beaver Creek, and in Garner at White Oak. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, rated PG, plays at all of these theaters. The Girl in the Spider's Web, rated R, plays only at the Crossroads in Cary. And The Mule, rated R, plays at all of these theaters except for the Timberline. And once again, you can get show times by calling 844-462-7342. That's 844-462-7342. And just follow the menu prompts. And now a closer look at the plays. Once again, if you're in Raleigh or Cary, you want Measure for Measure plays at Raleigh's Little Theater on Sunday, January 20th at 3 p.m. This is Shakespeare's play, Measure for Measure, directed by Rebecca Bloom. It plays in the Gaddy Goodwin Teaching Theater, which is general admission. Measure for Measure contains depictions of sexual assault and may not be suitable for all audiences. Vienna is beset with brothels and loose morality, and it is up to the Duke to provide some divine intervention. Shakespeare's comedy centers around the fate of Claudio, who was arrested by Lord Angelo, the temporary leader of Vienna. Angelo lusts after Claudio's sister Isabella, an aspiring nun, and gives her an ultimatum: give up her chastity or her brother dies. Her decision ignites an exploration of agency, abuse of power, and the intersection of virtue in sin of one of Shakespeare's great plays. And you can get tickets by calling 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111. Adults are $25. Students and senior citizens are $21. Ash in Johannesburg at Burning Coal Theater in Raleigh is on Sunday, January 27th at 2 p.m. In the late 1960s and early 70s, a meteor shot across the sports world, a young African-American man named Arthur Ashe. He won the U.S. Open in 1968, becoming the first black man to win a major. In 1970, he won the Australian Open. In 1975, wearing the whites of an all-England club, he defeated the brash Jimmy Connors to claim the Wimbledon crown. But it was a little-known competition that he entered in 1973, one that took him into the heart of apartheid South Africa, that saw Ashe fight and win his greatest battle. And it wasn't on a tennis court. Burning Coal has commissioned the rising young playwright Hannah Benitez to tell this little-known story for the first time. The production is suitable for ages 14 and up. Estimated runtime is an hour and 45 minutes. Tickets are $25 for adults, $20 for seniors, $15 for students or active military, and then there is a student rush, which means if you're there 5 minutes prior to curtain time on Sunday, January 27th, and you have a valid student ID, you can get a ticket for only $5. Now, you can't reserve that, but to reserve seating for regular price tickets, the number is 919-834-4001. That's 919-834-4001. 4001. In Durham or Chapel Hill, we'll start with Durham. There's Fiddler on the Roof at the Durham Performing Arts Center, and that's on Saturday, January 12th at 8 p.m., and this is SunTrust Broadway at DPAC. One of Broadway's greatest musicals, an entirely fresh, funny, and gorgeous new production, a reason for celebration, so says the New York Magazine. Tony Award director Bartlett Scherr brings his fresh take on a beloved masterpiece to life as Fiddler on the Roof begins a North American tour direct from Broadway. A wonderful cast and a lavish orchestra tells this heartwarming story of fathers and daughters, husbands and wives, and the timeless traditions that define faith and family, to love, to life. Tickets are pretty steep on this. The ones that are currently available start at $123, and you want to call 919-680-2787. That's 919-680-2787. Miss Saigon at DPAC on Saturday, January 26th at 8 p.m. This is part of SunTrust Broadway at DPAC. This is a 2017 Tony-nominated Best Revival. Cameron McIntosh presents Bublil and Schoenberg's Miss Saigon. The New Yorker says it's a dynamite Broadway revival. Experience the acclaimed new production of the legendary musical Miss Saigon from the creators of Les Miserables. This is a story of a young Vietnamese woman named Kim who is orphaned by war and forced to work in a bar run by a notorious character known as the Engineer. There she meets and falls in love with an American GI named Chris, but they are torn apart by the fall of Saigon. For 3 years, Kim goes on an epic journey of survival to find her way back to Chris, who has no idea he's father to son. Featuring stunning spectacle and a sensational cast of 42, performing the soaring score, including Broadway hits like The Heat Is On in Saigon, The Movie in My Mind, Last Night of the World, and American Dream. This is a theatrical event you will never forget. The New York One says, the new Miss Saigon soars to the rafters. Tickets start at $67, and the number to call is 919-680-2787. That's 919-680-2787. Moving over to Chapel Hill, we've got Jump at Playmakers, and that's on Tuesday, January 29th at 7:30 p.m. This is written by Charlie Evan Simpson and directed by Whitney White, an unexpected bridge between sorrow and hope. This funny, heartbreaking, and surprising new play takes us on a theatrical journey to a place where lights flicker, things fall from the sky, and a sister finds solace on a bridge. Playmakers is proud to take part in the National New Play Network Rolling World premiere of this work by emerging playwright Charlie Evan. That's C-H-A-R-L-Y, and then Evan is E-V-O-N. There's a content advisory. This play contains some coarse language and deals with themes of grief, depression, and suicidal ideation. We encourage all patrons to use their own discretion in determining the appropriateness of the material. The number to call to buy tickets is 919-962-7529. That's 919-962-7529, and that 7529 just happens to be P-L-A-Y. Now, tickets for this on the audio-described night are just $15. Be aware it is general admission, and so it's the earlier you get there, the better seat you get. In Fayetteville or the Sand Hills, we have at Sanford's Temple Theater, A Second Helping, The Church Basement Ladies Sequel. This is on Saturday, January 12th at 7:30 p.m. This is by Jim Stowell and Jessica Zilke, with music and lyrics by Drew Jansen. A Second Helping picks up the story in 1969 of the world changing. Now, let that rest for a second here. Let me back up just to tell you about the Church Basement Ladies. It's a musical comedy. It's the story about the ladies that work in the church basement cooking meals for church functions. The musical is inspired by the humorous book Growing Up Lutheran by Janet Letnies Martin and Suzanne Nelson. Published in 1997, Growing Up Lutheran is a humorous scrapbook of memories of what it was like to grow up Lutheran in the Midwest of the 1950s. In addition to their bestseller, Janet and Suzanne have written numerous other works and have performed together as those Lutheran ladies around the country. Their lives and writings have inspired 6 additional Church Basement Ladies musicals. And so back to The Second Helping. The Second Helping picks up the story in 1969 with the world changing. Now remember, the original was in the 1950s. This is now in 1969 with the world changing. As Vietnam War protests swell and women everywhere demand equal pay for equal work, the finely tuned ladies running the church basement kitchen face changes of their own. From the elderly matriarch to the young mom-to-be, these women find strength in each other as they deal with the joys and upheavals from below the house of God. There's a quote here says, "You'll laugh until your side dish hurts," with their hilarious, down-to-earth charm. This is most certainly true. And if you're a Lutheran, you'll recognize that this is most certainly true. It shows up quite frequently in Luther's Small Catechism. Anyway, to make reservations, you call 919-774-4155. That's 919-774-4155. Tickets are as low as $15 and as high as $27, and you'd have to sort out with them which ticket price applies to what you want to be getting. Okay, so that's got it for the plays. Let's go take a closer look at the movies now. And once again, the ones that are brand new this week, we start with Aquaman. And rated PG-13 for sci-fi violence, action, and some language. The running time is 2 hours and 23 minutes. The film reveals the origin story of half-man, half-human, half-Atlantean, Arthur Curry, and takes him on the journey of his lifetime, one that will not only force him to face who he really is, but to discover if he is worthy of who he is born to be, a king. And the genre, this is a sci-fi action-adventure. Bumblebee is rated PG-13 for sci-fi action-violence. It runs 1 hour and 54 minutes. On the run in the year 1987, Bumblebee finds refuge in a junkyard in a small California beach town. Charlie, played by Haley Steinfeld, on the cusp of turning 18 and trying to find her place in the world, discovers Bumblebee, battle-scarred and broken. When Charlie revives him, she quickly learns this is no ordinary yellow VW bug. This is a sci-fi action-adventure also. Mary Poppins Returns is rated PG. It runs 2 hours and 10 minutes. Now an adult with 3 children, bank teller Michael Banks learns that his house will be repossessed in 5 days unless he can pay back a loan. His only hope is to find a missing certificate that shows proof of valuable shares that his father left him years earlier. Just as all seems lost, Michael and his sister receive the surprise of a lifetime when Mary Poppins, the beloved nanny from their childhood, arrives to save the day and take the Banks family on a magical, fun-filled adventure. and this is a musical. Second Act, rated PG-13 for language and some crude sexual references, runs 1 hour and 44 minutes. Second Act is a comedy in the vein of Working Girl and Made in Manhattan. Jennifer Lopez stars as Maya, a 40-year-old woman struggling with frustrations from unfulfilled dreams. Until, that is, she gets the chance to prove to Madison Avenue that street smarts are as valuable as book smarts, and that it is never too late for a second act. And this is a romance comedy. And next is Welcome to Marwen, rated PG-13 for language, brief sexual content, and sequences of fantasy violence, also some disturbing images and thematic material. It runs 1 hour and 56 minutes. When a devastating attack shatters Mark Hogenkamp, played by Steve Carell, and wipes away all memories, no one expected recovery. Putting together pieces from his old and new life, Mark meticulously creates a wondrous town where he can heal and be heroic. As he builds an astonishing art installation, a testament to the most powerful women he knows, through his fantasy world, he draws strength to triumph in the real one. In a bold, wondrous, and timely film from this revolutionary pioneer of contemporary cinema, Welcome to Marwen shows that when your only weapon is your imagination, you'll find courage in the most unexpected place. And this is a drama. Vice. This opens on Christmas Day. It's rated R for some violent images and language. Running time is 2 hours and 12 minutes. Governor George W. Bush, played by Sam Rockwell of Texas, picks Dick Cheney, played by Christian Bale, the CEO of Halliburton Company, to be his Republican running mate in the 2000 presidential election. No stranger to politics, Cheney's impressive resume includes stints as White House Chief of Staff, Minority Whip, and Defense Secretary. When Bush wins by a narrow margin, Cheney begins to use his newfound power to help reshape the country and the world. And this is a drama. And once again, it's rated R. Other current movies, there's Creed 2 still playing. It's rated PG for sports action violence, language, and a scene of sexuality. It runs 2 hours and 8 minutes. Life has become a balancing act for Adonis Creed, played by Michael B. Jordan. Between personal obligations and training for his next big fight, he is up against the challenge of his life. Facing an opponent with ties to his family's past only intensifies his impending battle in the ring. Rocky Balboa, played by Sylvester Stallone, is there by his side through it all, and together, Rocky and Adonis will confront their shared legacy, question what's worth fighting for, and discover that nothing's more important than family. Creed 2 is about going back to basics to rediscover what made you a champion in the first place, and remembering that no matter where you go, you can't escape your history. And this is an action-adventure drama. Ben is Back is rated R for language throughout and some drug use. It runs 1 hour and 43 minutes. 19-year-old Ben Burns, played by Lucas Hedges, unexpectedly returns home to his family's suburban home on Christmas Eve morning. Ben's mother, Holly, played by Julia Roberts, is relieved and welcoming but wary of her son staying clean. Over a turbulent 24 hours, new truths are revealed, and a mother's undying love for her son is tested as she does everything in her power to keep him safe. This is a drama. Bohemian Rhapsody, rated PG-13 for language, drug content, suggestive material, and thematic elements, runs 2 hours and 15 minutes. It's a foot-stomping celebration of Queen, their music, and their extraordinary lead singer, Freddie Mercury. Freddie Mercury, guitarist Brian May, drummer Roger Taylor, and bassist John Deacon take the world by storm when they form the rock and roll band Queen in 1970. Surrounded by darker influences, Mercury decides to leave Queen years later to pursue a solo career. Diagnosed with AIDS in the 1980s, the flamboyant frontman reunites with the group for the benefit concert Live Aid, leading the band in one of the greatest performances in rock history. And this is a drama musical. Dr. Seuss's The Grinch, rated PG, has a running time of 1 hour and 30 minutes. Academy Award nominee Benedict Cumberbatch lends his voice to the infamous Grinch, who lives a solitary life inside a cave on Mount Crumpet, with only his loyal dog Max for company. With a cave rigged with inventions and contraptions for his day-to-day needs, the Grinch only sees his neighbors in Whoville when he runs out of food. Each year at Christmas, they disrupt the tranquil solitude with their increasingly bigger, brighter, and louder celebrations. When the Whos declare they're going to make Christmas three times bigger this year, the Grinch realizes there is only one way for him to gain some peace and quiet. He must steal Christmas. To do so, he decides he will pose as Santa Claus on Christmas Eve, even going so far as to trap a lackadaisical misfit reindeer to pull his sleigh. And this is an animated comedy, good for the whole family. Fantastic Beasts: The Crimes of Grindelwald, rated PG-13 for sequences of fantasy action, runs 2 hours and 14 minutes. In an effort to thwart Grindelwald's plans of raising pure-blood wizards to rule over all non-magical beings, Albus Dumbledore enlists his former student Newt Scamander, who agrees to help, unaware of the dangers that lie ahead. Lines are drawn as love and loyalty are tested, even among the truest friends and family, in an increasingly divided world. And this is a sci-fi fantasy action adventure. And then Instant Family, rated PG-13 for some drug reference and sexual material, language, and thematic elements, runs an hour and 58 minutes. Pete, played by Mark Wahlberg, and Ellie, played by Rose Byrne, decide to start a family. They are inspired to pursue adoption through the foster care system. They feel like wonderful, altruistic people until they suddenly have three wild kids in their home. And this is a comedy. And guess what, friends and neighbors? We're running out of time for this episode of Movie Reviews and Theater Previews. Hope you've enjoyed it. Any questions, call us at a Triangle Radio Reading Service. Until next time, I'm Kurt Benrud, and maybe we'll bump into each other either at the movies or at the theater.